Plan B. Surveillance is also significant. But verse 16 continued. Exact word meaning of the word Satena is given by Siddhaswami as Dvijjena or with patience. Once shall execute the performance of devotional service with great patience. It is not that because in one attempt or two attempts it is not successful, therefore one should give up the execution of devotional service. One must continue. Sri Rupa Goswami says also the same thing, that one should be very much enthusiastic and execute devotional service with patience and with confidence. Patience is required to develop confidence, that the confidence as Sri will certainly accept me because I am engaged in devotional service. And one has to execute according to the rules and regulations, then surely it is going to be successful. Text number 17, translation. The pure devotee shall execute devotional service by giving greatest respect to the spiritual master and acharyas, and he should be compassionate to the pure and make friendship with persons on the equal level, but everything should be executed under regulation and control of the senses. But in the Bhagavad Gita 13th chapter, it is clearly stated that one should execute his devotional service and advancement on the path of spiritual knowledge by accepting acharya, acharya upasana. It is stated there that one should worship an acharya. Acharya means the spiritual master who knows the things as they are. The spiritual master, as we have explained in several places, comes in the disciple succession from Krishna, and there are predecessors also. The spiritual master of the spiritual master, and the grand spiritual master, the great grand spiritual master. In this way, there are disciplic succession of acharyas, and it is recommended here that all the acharyas should be given the highest respect. It is said that Gurusu Naramati. Gurusu means unto the acharyas, and Naramati means thinking like common man. To think the Vaishnavas, the devotees, as belonging to a particular caste or community, or to think of the acharyas as ordinary men, is condemned. That means one is forbidden to think of the deity in the temple as made of stone or wood or metal, or to think think of a devotee as belonging to a particular caste or community, and to think of the acharyas as common men, these things are condemned, and therefore it is stated here, a niyamena, one should offer the greatest respect to the acharyas according to the standard regulation. And a devotee should be compassionate to the poorer class. This poorer class does not mean the poverty stricken materially. Here, the devotional vision, a man is poor if he is not in Krishna consciousness. The man may be materially very rich, but if he is not in Krishna consciousness, he is considered to be poor. Similarly, just like many acharyas like Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami, they used to live in Vrindavan just like a wretched, poor mendicant. They had no even a place to stay. They had no any fixed place to eat. They used to live underneath a tree every night. So superficially, it was like that they are very much poverty-stricken, but so far spiritual life is concerned, they were the richest personalities. From their writings, from their books, we can understand they're the richest. So a devotee should be compassionate to the poor, means those who are spiritually poor. That means those who have less knowledge of spiritual life, or devotional life, or in Krishna consciousness. Compassionate means a devotee should try to enlighten such poor souls wanting in spiritual knowledge, to elevate them to Krishna consciousness. That is also one of the duty of a devotee. And he should make friendship with persons who are on the equal level. Equal level means of the same understanding. There is, for a devotee, there is no meaning to make friendship with ordinary persons. One devotee should make friendship with similar devotees, so that by discussing between themselves, which is called istagasti, they may elevate one another in the path of spiritual understanding. In the Bhagavad Gita, it is said, Budhayantam parasparam, Budhayantam, Budhayantam parasparam, PARASPARAM, discussing between themselves. The devotees, generally pure devotees, they utilize their valuable time of life by chanting and by discussing between themselves about various activities of Lord Krishna, Lord Chaitanya. There are innumerable books, just like the Puranas, Mahabharata, Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, Upanishads. So there are immense subject for discussion between two devotees or more. The friendship should be contacted with persons who are interested in the same line. They are called Sajati Snigdhasaya. S-W-A-G-T-I. Sajati. Sajati, Jati means caste, of the same caste. That means of the same understanding. A devotee should make friendship with persons of the same understanding. As we have explained in the previous verse, that a devotee should avoid a person whose character is not on the standard understanding, and even though he may be a Vaishnava or a devotee of Krishna, if his character is not correctly represented, then he should be avoided. So one should be steadily in the platform of controlling the senses and mind and following strictly the rules and regulations, and he should make friendship with persons of the same standard. Number 18, translation. A devotee should always try to hear about spiritual matters and utilize his time by chanting always about the holy name of the Lord. His behavior should be always straight and simple, and should always avoid the company of persons who are not spiritually advanced, although he is not envious to anyone, but friendly to everyone. Third part, he not to be advanced in spiritual understanding, one has to hear from reliable sources or authentic sources about spiritual knowledge. And one can understand the plans of spiritual life by putting himself under strict regulative principles and controlling. The controlling means that one should be non-violent, truthful, he should not steal, and abstain from sex life, and self-possess.